and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Carlos Alzrocki, live in hour number three for Coffee with Carlos. Michael Tomasky of the Daily Beast coming up. Look at that. All torture all the time. Every soundbite torture.
Wow. That was horrifying.
Yeah, that was some heavy reading.
Yeah.
Yikes. All right. So a lot to talk about with that. First of all, happy hour podcast love letter. No better time to drink than this week, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ryan from Collingswood, New Jersey writes, Steph, after listening to this week's Happy Hour podcast, I can't decide who's better, Rick Overton or Frangela. They're both amazing to the hilt. This is true.
They are.
Yes. I have gone out of my way, at least time-wise, listening over and over to all four episodes, two of Rick, two of Frangela. You'd most likely have large numbers of thermonuclear comedy casualties if they were to join forces. That is too much.
That would be
too much.
And we don't have enough microphones.
No, we don't have enough microphones. And it would open a wormhole.
We
don't
have enough alcohol.
Universe. Yeah. By the way, P.S., he has a friend that's giving his 5-year-old grandson a fart piano. Who knew such a thing existed? A toy piano that plays the notes as farts for Christmas. We have a Christmas fart song.
I've got your credit card number.
He played a little for us. Just think how much more you could class up the SM show with that baby. Fart piano. All right. Okay. I think that's about the part where you need to get. All right.
That was you with seaweed salad.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of love letters, so you know the thing that I don't know, little party thing they're giving to honor me this weekend that neither of you are going to.
Because we got the invitation on a heavy party weekend. We got it a week beforehand.
Weekend with every holiday party.
Okay, you two didn't really even reply to me. Guess who did? Speaking of love letters.
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you see who that is? Lawrence O'Donnell, MSNBC.
With his regrets, of course.
Well, he has a good excuse. He's in New York.
He's not coming either. We're in good company, Chris.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I'll be sure to tell Rob Reiner and Steven Silvestre, who are coming and do love me.
What about Lily Tomlin?
I don't know about that yet. She's too busy getting a Kennedy Center honor and hanging out with POTUS. Mm-hmm. I will shoot her an email. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that POTUS asked her if she wanted drag... Or she said she wanted drag queens, and he said, okay, we can do that.
Dear Lily Tomlin, the answer
That's
is yes.
Right.
It's always yes for you. Lawrence said, I will have to honor you from the other coast. We'll be stuck in New York, Lawrence. I wrote him back, OMG, you replied. Double swoon, double hair twirl, emoticon. You know I sent him an emoticon. The little heart. Oh, my God, I love him so much.
Yes, he worked in the White House, sent him emoticons.
Look how quickly I've moved on from Lisa Bloom.
She's scared of you, I think.
Everyone's scared of me.
There's a coast between you two.
Well, doesn't he do it like half the time here or something?
Probably not anymore.
Well.
After I started stalking him, he's like, yeah, you know what? New York's good. Probably all the time. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So here's what we're up against with the torture stuff. I was talking to a friend who does not really follow politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because more people watch 24, right, than the news.
Yeah,
right.
And, she was just like, well, don't we have to sometimes? Like,
no.
That's not what my dad thought when he was prosecuting at Nuremberg. That's not what we thought when we executed Japanese soldiers who did it to us in World War II.
Yeah. You know that it's bad when the CIA says, let's not tell Colin Powell because he will flip his lid.
Right. And, I mean, I don't know how you can be a human being and not be
I'm sorry. They said he would blow his stack
if
he found out.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just didn't even have the heart to turn. I want to know what Fox was saying about it, but I didn't have the heart to turn it on last night.
Oh, they said torture is good because America's awesome.
Right.
Andrea Tantaro.
America.
Andrea Tantaro said, this, everything in the report is fine because America is awesome.
Right.
That's what she said.
Right. You know how yesterday I hated
America?
And
even more awesome, the more we torture, apparently, the more awesome we are.
Yeah.
Remember how yesterday I hated America because that shot
yes,
special?
Yes, because of that.
Well, now it's Andrea Tantaro.
Okay. Now We Hate America because of Andrea Tantaro. Yeah, and this is, you know, it's so funny. Remember, I was going off on Zero Dark Thirty when that came out, and it's mentioned in here.
Yeah.
I mean, Dianne Feinstein talks about it. That's what was so egregious about that, because, you know, it created the overall picture that torture led directly to getting Osama bin Laden, and it did not. Torture occurred in the same time period that they got information, but that it was not this, you know, whoever the courier.
Didn't do diddly.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just... some stuff I'd never even heard of. The whole rectal irrigation, rectal feeding, which clearly has no, you know, they're like, oh, it can be medically indicated. Really? Shoving food up someone's ass is medically indicated ever?
Except for
torture?
That it was not even for medical purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well.
And apparently,
rectal heat rehydration. It's obviously for punishment and humiliation.
Did I read that we tortured two of our own informants because we didn't know that they were our informants?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
I believe I heard that yesterday. Let me double check.
And here we go. We're going to get called like the liberals. That you love terrorists. Oh, you love these guys. They're bad guys. It's like nobody said. But the other thing is, a lot of them found out they weren't involved in anything.
Yeah.
How do you feel? So is that okay?
Well,
in your name, we tortured people that were innocent.
Wasn't there a number also where they said there were 100 people, but then their records show that there were at least 120 people there?
Oh, please! They said whoever believed that. Oh, we only waterboarded 3 people. It's like, really. You know, so, all this stuff.
The one they had to resuscitate because there was bubbles of air coming up through the water flooding his mouth?
Right. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right. We might as well get through it. This is the Daily Beast. It'll round up, I guess. The most gruesome moments in the CIA torture.
I read that before dinner last night.
Yeah, wasn't that nice? Whatever. I mean, just whatever you think of these guys like this in our name, really? Like, this is not who we've been as America. Interrogations that lasted for days on end, detainees forced to stand on broken legs or go 180 hours in a row without sleep, a prison so cold one suspect essentially froze to death. The CIA previously, as we just mentioned, said only 3 detainees were ever waterboarded. I agree with, I don't know who it was I saw on TV last night, but... I've previously been like, I understand. If we did polling, part of the problem politically is probably half the country is okay with this.
Want a poll to come out right now, because how we end up with a target on our back.
But my point is, I think we should prosecute. I mean, this clearly was ordered by the Bush administration, and that whole thing, I think is a load of crap that the CIA is going, that they misled them. That was ordered. Dick Cheney goes on TV every other week and says, hell yeah, we did.
And why did Bush say he didn't want to be told what was going on?
Because he's a moral.
Because he wanted some sort of immunity.
Holy crap. Oh my God, that part.
And so Cheney, the torturer, knew everything that was going on, but Bush didn't want to know?
Right, yeah. What was he just like?
Cheney was running the White House. This is proof that Cheney was running the White House for those 8 years.
But seriously, did he, like, during the briefings go, ha-la-la-la-la, can I hear you, ma-ma-ma-ma? Yeah, this is, I don't know where this was, but it was a funny headline in the midst of horror. George W. Bush knew he was too stupid to keep CIA's torture secrets.
Yeah, that was from Gawker.
I suddenly picture him as like Will Ferrell, remember, like on the floor playing with a hairball like a kitten during meetings. Oh God, yes, Gawker. Buried among the more disturbing revelations in the Senate Intelligence Committee's new report on CIA torture programs is this darkly hilarious tidbit. George W. Bush asked not to be told the locations of CIA detention facilities because he's worried he'd accidentally disclose the secret intel. Bush's self-awareness of his own idiocy was revealed in May 2004 during a presentation about the CIA's torture program. I mean...
Wow.
I know where they are. Oops! Sorry.
You found the comedy glass half full there.
Yeah, there you go. Who knew? This comes 2 days after Bush told CNN that he needed Condoleezza Rice to explain to him the significance of the Eric Garner protests.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I saw that on Candy Crowley. And,
yes.
He's just such a simpleton. Gawker ends by going, this man was president for 8 years, but he's just so... The former president said the protest came up during recent dinner with Condi, who's black, of course.
Right.
But the fact that he even had to, I just had dinner with Condoleezza Rice.
Well, my best friend is black.
That's my black friend.
I think you get what I'm saying. She's black. She's really black. You need Condoleezza Rice to explain race relations to you?
Colin Powell wouldn't talk to me anymore. I had to talk to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now he she's his only black friend.
He would have blown his stack.
Yeah.
What kind of moron are you? What, you don't understand race in America and you were president? Let's see. So George Bush said, and she said, well, you got to understand, there's just a lot of black folks around here around who are incredibly more and more distrusting of law enforcement, which is a shame because law enforcement's job is to protect everybody. Oh, thanks, George.
In a perfect world.
Oh, my God. Go back to drawing your pictures. He's a policeman. He's our friend. I drew a picture of a policeman. I don't understand it. Why would they? Because they keep shooting on our black people, you moron.
It's a cop petting a dog. Are you happy now, George?
Oh, by the way, the secret CIA torture site. Oh, it's...
Cobalt is in Afghanistan.
No.
Oh, my God. I just did. I've missed Captain Obvious, haven't you? Remember he would just like, you know, Africa is a country.
He'd say something, and then he'd say, in other words, and then he'd...
He would say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a... Is it warrantless wiretapping? In other words,
it's
wiretapping without a warrant. Oh, okay. Great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Understand that. Right. Okay. Now, I have to find some more instances of that, because he would do it all the time.
Yeah.
He would say, in other words, and he would say the exact same words.
Right.
In other words implies that you need to use other words, then, to explain what the words that you think other people don't understand, but everyone understands you, because you're...
You are idiot.
Wow, you're going back to the old days of the show, where you were just just frustrated every single day.
Can we play We're Not Going to Take It Again?
How did I make it through the Bush years?
I have
everyone says our show got them through the Bush years. How the hell did we get through the...
I have no idea.
I guess we know how. I'm a broken down old wreck that I am because of George W. Bush.
You drank.
Well, yes.
And you haven't stopped.
No, it's only gotten worse. Downward spiral. Thanks, George W. Bush. All right, yes, and yes, for those of you asking, yes, I am blaming Bush because he was there.
Yeah, his administration ordered the torturing.
Yeah,
that was the first thing when I started reading that to my boyfriend last night. He was like, what years were these? And I was like, 2002. 2002.
Yeah.
Boyfriend?
You're fired.
What? Okay, 18 minutes. That's all I got out of this segment.
What?
18 minutes?
Breaking news, Stephanie Miller Show, someone's dating.
That's disgusting. That's the shocking
You have
thing.
Time to date? We need to give you more things to do.
I only have a fake husband, as we revealed yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least one of us is getting some.
Boy. 18 minutes. Sadly, only thing that's real is my breasts. 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-1-2. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. They're secret prisons. In other words, they're prisons. They're supposed to be secret. Oh, I'm about to snore. Damn it. Oh, George W. We hardly knew ye.
Yeah.
Okay. 23 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Yeah, that's... Oh, this is awkward. This is... Awkward. Don't you hate this? The CIA mistakenly tortured its own informants.
Yep. Right.
That's what happened. Slippery slope, that torture thing. Among the many abuses the Senate Intelligence Committee found in its report on the CIA's torture program, perhaps one of the more embarrassing for the CIA. Awkward. Mm-hmm. And then you run into the party later.
Yeah, great.
Right? And you're like, remember the time I rectally... Okay.
No, that's not what they did to these people.
No. The agency actually tortured its own informants at one point. In short, the CIA shackled two detainees for approximately 24 hours in a standing position to deprive them of sleep, only to find out the detainees were former CIA contacts who tried to let the agency know of their activities so they could provide intelligence. So the CIA tortured two people who not only were not terrorists, but had been trying to help the CIA fight actual terrorists.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we said about, remember back in the day, we were talking about Gitmo and the people there that were not guilty?
Yep.
Like, they weren't terrorists? I'm like, now they are.
Yeah.
They didn't hate us, now they do. Let's go to Lori in Madison. Hey, Lori, welcome.
Hi. I want to connect this with conservatives being the group of oops. I think Rick Perry said it perfectly. They don't seem to care that mistakes are made when we kill people through torture. They don't seem to care when we happen to do capital punishment on people that are later found innocent. And like Randy Rhodes used to say, they only care about people until they're born, and then it's, you know, kind of everything.
Love the fetus, hate the child.
Well,
yeah. 25 after.
I think it's a big party of the oops. Oh, we killed it. We accidentally killed the wrong people.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, it's part of this whole, you know, moral slippery slope, whatever you want to call it. The president talking about this yesterday.
We've taken precautionary measures in our embassies and around the world. There's never a perfect time to release a report like this, but it was important for us, I think, to recognize that part of what sets us apart is when we do something wrong, we acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin in Iowa. Mm. Kevin in Pennsylvania. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
My name is Kevin Bell,
mm-hmm.
and I'm calling from Newcastle. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
I'm sick of Fox 8, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, and everyone saying when a black is shot, he's an unarmed black man.
Mm-hmm.
I just want them to say an unarmed black American. What's wrong with that?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. An unarmed person.
Yes, exactly. Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
Okay, Dave in Illinois. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to comment on the torture report. The actionable intelligence that was taken from German prisoners was not done by torture. It was done by befriending them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are tortured. You will give your torturer whatever he wants to stop hurting you.
Yep.
Right. That's what John McCain said yesterday. Yeah.
Psychologists knew this before this even started. A reputable psychologist could have told the thinkopants that were around Dick Cheney, because he was running the country, it wasn't George Bush, could have told him that this will not work. It will give us nothing. And now, of course, it's going to make the Muslim world just go berserk.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, look, I think they knew we were torturing.
Of course they did.
Do you know what I mean? We're the only ones that pretended that we didn't know that, you know. You know, in some circles, obviously. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, I commend the president for releasing this, because I think that it is time to say this is not who we are as Americans, and this is a very dark chapter in our history, and you know, we ought to do something about it. Vice President Biden yesterday.
I think it's a badge of honor. Every country has engaged in activities somewhere along the line that it has not been proud of. But think about it. Name me another country that's prepared to stand up and say, this was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Graham in Great Lakes, in the Great Lakes. Hey, Graham.
Hi, Stephanie. I think my name's Dan. I think you got it wrong.
Okay, oh, Dan. Sorry, Dan. Hey, Dan.
Hi. You know, Paul O'Neill is quoted as saying George Bush was planning the invasion of Iraq in the first few months of his term. This was after Bill Clinton had told him that the greatest threat to America's security was, you know, Al-Qaeda, former Soviet Union. You know, Mitt Romney was quoted also as saying in the 2012 election as saying, you know, the president is apologizing for America's greatness. This is what President Obama was apologizing for. These guys, they just don't get it. Every time you see an American, Richard Engel was on a show last night, every time you see an American in an orange suit, an orange jumpsuit, getting his head cut off, they are literally saying, we're doing to you what you did to us.
Yeah, this is what John McCain said yesterday. This is what is supposed to set us apart from our enemies.
Yeah.
29 minutes after the hour, Michael Tomasky of the Daily Beast next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You can't go home. Stephanie Miller.
This pageant's your chance to spread some Christmas spirit, and that's contagious like VD.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Carlos Allo's Rocky in hour number three, Coffee with Carlos, comedian extraordinaire, 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEPH-1-2. Our good friend Michael Tomasky joins us now from the Daily Beast. Good morning, Michael.
Hey there.
Hello there. You obviously have a great piece we want to talk about, but boy, oh boy, we got to talk about this torture report because this is just, I have to say, beyond anything I even expected from the Bush administration.
Yeah, it sure is. Pretty shocking to read a lot of these details. And, bravo for releasing it.
Yep.
We have to, if another country did this and didn't release it, how would we be talking about them?
The president said, that's one of the things that sets us apart from other countries, and when we make mistakes, we admit them.
These were mistakes is a rather genteel word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. War crimes would be, I think, more accurate. Michael, obviously a lot of us on the left have felt like the Bush administration should be prosecuted. I don't know. I said to Chris this morning, I don't know what the polling is, but I wonder if, part of the problem is, half of the country thinks it's okay, I guess, watches Fox News.
Let's face it. I bet more than half, right?
Yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. But that shouldn't stop us from doing the right thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And, we can't, it's, I was just reading David Ignatius's column, and he was talking about how Germany, and yes, he pointed out that this is nothing like, a relatively moderate number of instances of this horrible torture isn't anything like what Germany did, but,
right.
but Germany did initiate, to its credit, a public expiation and conversation about the things that it had done that were wrong. And he says, we need to do the same thing here in this case. And that's not me. That's David Ignatius, who's really plugged into this world.
Yeah.
And is not like me and you, some crazy bleeding heart.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, except Michael, I was talking about my dad at the top of the show, who was an assistant prosecutor at Nuremberg and obviously a Republican. And I'm like, boy, we sure thought they were war crimes then, and we sure thought they were when the Japanese did it to us in World War II, right?
Yeah, torture is a war crime. There's no way around it. And if no one is held accountable for this, it's a horrible, horrible black mark on this country's history.
But Michael, in a way, it also goes to your piece this week about that this is the different. We've had this conversation many different ways, many different times, but just the difference between the Republican Party back then and today. Today, except for John McCain, Republicans are, fine with this, I guess. And I think I was reading something about when they take control, they're going to make sure nothing else, because they didn't even want this investigation. They're going to make sure nothing else gets declassified, right?
Right. And you'd think they might listen to John McCain on this, John McCain was tortured.
Yeah.
And he's their guy on these issues. You think they might listen to him on this. But the rest of them aren't going to. Even his friend Lindsey Graham, who says it shouldn't have been released, or at least it shouldn't have been released at this point.
A lover's spat between John and
Hey, watch that.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, Michael, your piece is very interesting because, you write the headline is Dems, it's time to dump Dixie. With Mary Landrieu's exit, Democrats will have lost their last senator in the Deep South. That's a good thing. They should write it off because they don't need it. It's sort of the opposite of Howard Dean's 50-state strategy, what you're saying.
It is, and I gave a lot of thought to that as I was writing it because I liked Dean's 50-state strategy, and I remember at the time that Democrats down in Alabama and so forth were quoted in news stories as saying, this is great because nobody's ever come in here and paid any attention to us before. But just Stephanie, if you just look at the numbers, and I have a follow-up column this morning that goes through the numbers in the state legislatures down south.
Mm-hmm.
It's just overwhelming. In most of these state legislatures, Republicans have something close to 2-to-1 advantages or, 3-to-2 advantages.
Michael, let's boil it down.
In the lower house.
Right.
Overcoming that is a project of many, many millions of dollars and like 30 years.
Mike, let's boil it down to what degree is this that we have a black president? I mean, I hate to, you know, I think Rude Pundit wrote a fairly rude piece about this on Monday, but he's from Louisiana. Yeah. And, you know, as you write, you say, I don't remember a much sadder sight in domestic politics in my lifetime than that of Mary Lou Drew schlumping around these last few weeks trying to save a Senate seat that was obviously lost. I guess my question is, does this turn around if Hillary's the candidate? I mean, does it turn around when I mean, how much of this is racism, do you think?
You know, it's impossible.
Nope.
It is. There are always people who pop up and say, oh, you liberal so-and-so.
Yeah, you kind of got worked over on Twitchy.
I sort of did.
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't pay as much attention on Monday to my Twitter feed as I used to.
You're suddenly busy with other things.
Yeah.
A bit jammed. But, you know, surely racism.
Yeah.
To what degree, we can't know, but surely it's involved in it. Yeah. Can Hillary Clinton turn it around a little bit? A little bit, yeah. I mean, in some states, I think, you know, to some degree in West Virginia and Kentucky and, you know, maybe, you know, in North Carolina, certainly.
Wait, you know, what you write is...
So forth. But, you know, I don't think that, you know, she's... Her mere presence, she's not going to win many electoral votes down there. She might win North
Carolina.
Well,
interesting what you say. Practically the whole region has rejected nearly everything that's good about this country and has become just one big nuclear waste site of choleric and extremely racialized resentment. And you say with Landry's departure, the Democrats will have no more senators in the Deep South. And I say, good, forget about it. Forget about the whole fetid place. Write it off. Let the GOP have it and run it, turn it into a free market Jesus paradise. The Democrats don't need it anyway. And you make a distinction, Michael, between presidential and, you know, congressional politics, right? You're saying we still, obviously, like Florida and where else were you talking about?
Well, Virginia.
Yeah, it's still important. And North Carolina under the right circumstances. And you say at some point in the future you'll be able to talk about Georgia as a state as a Democrat can capture and eventually Texas, too, because of demographics, right?
Right, right. So, but that's at the presidential level. From the congressional level on down, it's just, you know, trying to make heavy inroads into the South for the Democratic Party at this point, I think, is just chasing bad money after bad.
Right.
The Democratic Party raises many millions of dollars, but the resources are finite, and the other side raises more. And if the strategy is to get a congressional majority, you have to, as a man near and dear to your father's heart, Barry Goldwater said, you have to go hunting where the ducks are, and for the Democrats, the ducks aren't down south.
Right. Well, you quote political scientist Tom Schaller. You said, look west. He advised the Democrats. He was right. You said Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Idaho, Utah will never come anywhere close to being purple, but Colorado already is.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona can be, Missouri, not crazy to think so. Montana and South Dakota, basically red, but both elect Democrats sometimes. So I mean, I guess what, you know, you're basically making the same, you know, demographic point a lot of people are making, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And Tom has made it, and John Judas and Rui Teixeira have made it, although they include Virginia and North Carolina in their list of states that they're capturable, and they were proven right on that score in 2008. But you know, basically the argument is that just culturally, even economically now, what the Democratic Party stands for is just at odds with what is believed by the majority of people in the South. And so,
well, that's
go ahead.
That's the larger point you make that is so important. You say the main point is this: trying to win Southern seats is not worth the ideological cost for Democrats. Explain that. It's got guns and gays, right? Is what you go on to say.
Well, the kinds of Democrats that the party would have to put up to have a prayer of winning in the Deep South are Democrats who would have to run against the National Democratic Party
mm-hmm.
on virtually every important issue, from Obamacare to guns to same-sex marriage
and
you know, amnesty and immigration and so on down the line.
Right.
So what is the point, really, of increasing your numbers by having people in office who got into office by saying they're against everything you're for as a party? Kind of makes it hard to govern and pass legislation
once
you're in there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you finish, it's lost, it's gone, a different country. You say if they get no votes from the region, they will in turn owe it nothing. And in time, the South, which is the biggest welfare moocher in the world in terms of the largesse it gets from the more advanced and innovative states, will be on its own, which is what Southerners always say they want anyway. That makes some degree of sense. I mean, we can only say it till we're blue in the face, right? That They're the ones screaming about welfare, and they're the ones taking all of it from the blue states, right?
Yeah, not all of it, to be fair, but yeah. But you know, if you look at the, if you go Google, you know, states that receive money from Washington and look at the top 15, it's generally speaking, most of them are red, and a disproportionate number of them are southern. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, interesting point, Michael, and I look forward. What's your follow-up piece this morning?
It's a more numerical, less rhetorical, but more numerical case.
Okay.
Okay.
With hard numbers.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
No mentions of Jesus.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Michael, great stuff as always. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you.
All right. Here you go. He had an inordinate number of people calling him while he was on the Stephanie Miller Show to tell him he was on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah. Yeah. That happens a lot.
People, hey, you're on the radio. And then his voice drops out.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did get raked over by Twitch and Hot Air.
Calling.
Yeah. Hot Air, you know, Michelle Malkin's thing yesterday.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. This is why we love him.
Uh-huh.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour, we roll along on the Stephanie Miller Show.
God, what did you have for breakfast this morning? Carnation Instant Bitch?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to A Coffee with Carlos Alez Rocky, comedian extraordinaire. Coming up, hour number three, 1-800-STEPH-1-2, the phone number. Buddy in Columbus. Hey, buddy, welcome.
Hey, Mommy. You know, I Googled the word beautiful and your picture came up.
Oh, stop it, buddy.
Oh, Tommy. Go
on. Oh, my God, really?
Shut up.
Was that a little over the top, Chris?
A little. Just a skosh. Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Dial it back a little.
You know, interesting. This report is devastating. It shows zero links between torture and finding Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And we all knew that anyway because he was alive in 2011 and the thing happened in 2001. The torture worked so much, how come he was alive?
Yeah.
The second thing, it showed that we were getting cooperation with these people before their torture. And
yep.
They were helping us. And clear back in 2002, 2004, we had a guy telling the CIA, and I'm sure they told Bush and Cheney, about a link between a courier and Bin Laden. And they didn't do a damn thing. And that's one of the reasons they're fighting it. And finally, the torture, which really gets me, is to the Iraqi civilian. We invade their country for an illegal, unneeded war. They fight back, and we torture them. These people need to be in jail.
Yeah, I hear you, Tommy. All right. Senator Dianne Feinstein on the release of the report yesterday.
Stripped naked, diapered, physically struck, and put in various painful stress positions for long periods of time. They were deprived of sleep for days. In one case, up to 180 hours.
That's...
deprived of sleep. Even our own informants accidentally were deprived of sleep.
Yeah.
God.
And we thought morning radio was bad. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that was a bad joke. Dana in Maryland, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Dana.
Hi, good morning, guys. I just am seeing things slowly pop up on my Facebook feed that this is all to embarrass George W. Bush.
Right.
And to me, he's just, his idiocy knows no bounds. He's an absolute buffoon, and you know his copy probably came with in a picture book. I mean, he's that stupid. You know what I mean? He's just it's so ridiculous.
Well, I think that he is stupid. That's,
yeah,
but yeah.
I'm saying, I guess my point is we don't have. He's an embarrassment. Period.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really need to elaborate on what an embarrassment he is.
Yeah.
And the question I wanted to leave with you guys to chew on, where's Donald Rumsfeld? Has anyone heard anything?
Yeah.
Haven't heard a damn thing from him.
Cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers. Haven't heard a thing from him.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. I stand all day. Why can't you stand? Speaking of Facebook, Lindy in Pittsburgh said, when high school friends post stupid about torture, this is, you know, She quoted a friend from Facebook. Mm-hmm. So we were torturing terrorists, and this is unacceptable. Jack Bauer does it. The results are remarkable. I don't see what the problem is. These people are trying to destroy people's lives, their countries, and we should take it easy on them. Wake up. That's not reality. Lindy says, I survived high school. It gets better. Oh, sometimes the high school bullies grow up and become the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Let's go to Peter in New York. Hi, Peter. Welcome.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, everyone. Love the show.
Thank you.
You know, I heard you made a comment to what I'm going to say in a moment in the last segment, but I wonder how much the American people, the last election, just totally threw me because they voted. They obviously don't care about jobs or health care. Why do we think they care about torture?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
been, and let me add one other point. Eric Holder has been a total disappointment to me, at least. We have people who collapse the world economy, nothing. We have these torture. I mean, immediately when Obama took office, I'm thinking, all right, they're going to do something. And
yeah.
we do nothing. It seems, I don't know, it just seems like we just don't care.
No, I agree with you on that this should be prosecuted. I think it was a, the head of the, what's his name? I was at a dinner party with him in New York. Anthony Romero, head of the ACLU.
Oh, yes, yes.
You know, and I there was another, hang on. Everybody hold. Talk amongst yourselves while I find it.
Okay.
It's here in a stack somewhere, my friends.
Your formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
Every glorious inch of my naked body is looking for this particular
Your Chardonnay-stained fingers.
That's right.
Your burgundy-stained fingers. I don't know.
That's right. Oh, here it is.
Okay, good.
Whew. All right.
That was painful.
He makes $50 million a year, and he doesn't have his together for his show.
Yeah, that's true.
I was down here in the stack. Oh, pardon me. I was sitting out of my giant anal cyst.
Yes. UN human rights expert. U.S. legally obliged to prosecute senior Bush officials for torture crimes. UN human rights expert. I know, the UN, so he will be roundly dismissed by the right wing. You said the report revealed a clear policy orchestrated at a high level within the Bush administration and called for prosecution of U.S. officials who ordered crimes, including torture.
Mm-hmm.
He was a UN special whatever. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He said, as a matter of international law, the U.S. is legally obliged to bring those responsible to justice. The U.S. Attorney General is under a legal duty to bring criminal charges against those responsible. He welcomed the belated release of the report, commending the Obama administration for resisting domestic pressure to suppress these important findings. And I'm sorry, I don't buy that they were worried about... The whole world knows we tortured.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, yeah, now a warning that we tortured people. I think that...
Now a warning?
Clearly they were worried about this, that it makes, you know, the Republican Bush administration look bad.
Yeah.
Senator Feinstein yesterday. Senator Dianne Feinstein on the release of the report.
At no time did the CIA's coercive interrogation techniques lead to the collection of intelligence on an imminent threat that many believe was the justification for the use of these techniques. The committee never found an example of this hypothetical ticking time bomb scenario.
Mm. Yeah. Paul in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Paul.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to ask, you know, I remember 2004 with the election, I remember just coming home and crying for about an hour. It was so bad. But right around that time, I remember Cheney, if he had set foot in Germany, he would be arrested for an international war crime. What happened to that? Did they just forget about it one day?
Yeah.
Isn't he still a wanted criminal?
Yeah.
And...
I'm always amazed when he goes on television and brags about torture.
Yeah.
Talks about how it...
I don't get that.
Yeah. It's not torture, and it worked, and...
I just didn't know if that was the only country that he was... And if it was only Cheney that they were looking for.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And by the way, I'm so sick of this bull... enhanced interrogation technique. It's torture.
Yeah.
You can read this report, and any human being can go, that's torture.
I hate that euphemism. What's enhanced about it?
Well, you can read the details.
Yeah.
Anita in San Antonio, hummus shoved up your ass as a feeding
That's enhanced.
Method.
Okay.
Right. Anita in San Antonio. Hello, Anita.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good
Hi.
Morning, Chris.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I keep hearing from the right wing is that releasing this report is putting American lives in danger. I think what puts American lives in danger is torture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And as I said, you know, Anita, they already knew. They knew. This is not new information. As somebody said earlier, why do you think Americans are being beheaded to this day?
Yeah.
You know, because of all of this. 58 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Talking shop.
Yep.
That's what we do. It's our bag, baby.
Yep.
6 minutes after the hour. Yes, in case you didn't tune in yesterday, you missed the shocking revelation that I have a fake husband that I live with.
Yep.
Craig. Craig is my fake husband. Okay.
He was
right.
My boyfriend!
Right. He was my fake boyfriend before he was my fake husband. Yes, you call him the border.
Yes, he's your border.
He went through a divorce.
You
We're
took
good
in a border.
Friends. Listen.
He's also our living engineer.
As you know, incredibly lonely and needy and broke. So it was perfect for me. Perfect for him. He needed a place to live. It was divorce. We're all, everything's good. He did see my cooter by accident.
And we needed a living engineer.
Right, exactly. He built the studio for us.
Right, and so if something goes kablooey,
right.
We can yell upstairs and say, hey, Craig.
Husband?
Yeah.
And we have done that.
We have done that.
And he's my bike buddy.
Yes.
Okay.
You and Nate and him.
Right.
We're your biker gang.
Right. And Timmy, I don't know what he's good for except just being cute.
He shows up at your things.
Well, why is he showing up at my thing this weekend?
Because Rob Reiner is there and he might get a job.
I choose to believe that he really loves me. It has
uh-huh.
nothing to do with that.
Uh-huh. No, he's just kissing ass. That's all it is.
Yep. David in D.C., who has been professionally black since 1965, writes about Steph family values. Steph, if I give Free Speech TV $1,100 instead of $1,000, you know, for the lunch with Mama and the Mooks,
mm-hmm.
Can I be your fake lover that your fake husband doesn't know about? I can stay in the guest house. I don't have a guest house. And bring you coffee, though I may accidentally walk in on you from time to time when you're getting dressed. I have horrible timing. Love, David in D.C. No, that's not an option. But $1,000 is to have lunch with Mom and the Mooks. It's fun drive time.
That's right.
And we have the greatest premium ever.
Yes.
Look at this. Look at this. We have the Stephanie Miller Show fleece jacket. We have the Stephanie Miller Show wine set. We have incredible premiums.
And you know what?
Hold on.
Okay, if you give $120.
Right. Tax deductible.
Yep.
End of the year.
You will get a Stephanie Miller whore bag.
Oh, the whore bags are really popular.
The whore bags are really popular.
We will have those to hold up on camera hopefully by tomorrow.
Yep, exactly. But, that's a great premium for a great price point. So,
right.
Yeah, please give now.
Greg writes regarding butt plugs. Steph,
huh? What?
We did the Parisian butt plug story yesterday.
Okay.
They're supposed to be art pieces. Some people think they look like... Okay. Steph, watching the DVR show, didn't catch the 7 o'clock hour live on Monday. Is it a coincidence you later discussed the Parisian giant-sized butt plug and it looks like your bronze backside has a Beats by Dre butt plug?
Yeah, well...
No, that's where we put that there. That
kind of product. But you know what? From that
I'm
camera...
I'm all about that bass.
From that camera, it looks
weird.
Yeah, someone just tweeted about that. Mm-hmm. That's me. WTF that was.
All right. Okay. All right. Oh, and a lot of people wrote to defend my mother. Lauren writes, not chlamydia. Hi, Steph. Okay, my mother, I took tetracycline. Okay, I had gray teeth. So my mother either took tetracycline or she gave it to me. But Lauren, like many others, a retired Canadian doctor.
Okay.
Mosaic artist of the Stephanie Miller Show writes, "Hi, Stephanie. Early 60s, there weren't that many antibiotics, so doctors used tetracycline for lots of stuff back then. My sister was given it for meningitis. Tell Chris and Travis that the current indications for tetracycline are pretty narrow, mainly since they figured out it's not good to give it to little kids or pregnant moms. Back in the olden days, there were only a few, so tetracycline was used a lot more often." So there, for everything, not for
chlamydia.
Social diseases.
Older Republican women get social diseases.
Stop it. Senator Dianne Feinstein on the torture report yesterday.
Oh, all right.
Moving on.
Uh-huh. Our CIA records stating that Colin Powell wasn't told about the program at first because there were concerns that, and I quote, Powell would blow his stack if he were briefed.
That's breathtaking that the CIA did that. Of course Colin Powell was going to blow his stack because it was unconscionable what they were doing.
Yeah. Ken in Pennsylvania. Hello, Ken.
You know, everybody throws that word torture around, but I don't think very many people really understand what it means.
John McCain understands what it means. He was tortured, and he thinks this is torture.
The Geneva Convention identifies three elements to torture. None of these people are party to the Geneva Convention. Okay. First of all,
we are.
The person has to believe they're going to die. That didn't happen.
Oh, really? We concluded they were near drownings.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about waterboarding.
The inducement of severe pain is the second element, and the third element is there has to be.
Really, you don't think breaking someone's hands and feet and making them stand on them for 10 hours while chained to the ceiling—that's not torture?
There were no charges filed
because nobody knew about it.
Because there wasn't any crime.
Oh God!
Really? What about the two guys that froze to death?
The Holder Justice Department investigated all this stuff and concluded that there was no violation. And you know what? You know what happens in a hellfire missile attack? Do you really understand what happens there when they launch a drone attack?
Okay. What does that have to do?
You're in support of torture.
Killed 2,400 people, and you know what? All those people that were killed were not the target. They were children.
Ken, you support torture.
Happens, and these people were ripped to pieces.
You support torture, Ken.
Their arms were blown off.
All right.
Ken supports torture.
Yes. Okay. All right. Then thanks for playing really bad analogies.
Yeah.
Okay. The Daily Beast put together the most gruesome moments in the CIA torture report, interrogations that lasted for days on end, detainees forced to stand on broken legs or go 180 hours in a row without sleep, a prison so cold one suspect essentially froze to death. You know, we talked about all of this. Obviously, a lot more people were waterboarded than we said.
Yeah.
The Senate report describes a photograph of a well-worn waterboard surrounded by buckets of water at a detention site where the CIA claimed it never subjected a detainee to waterboarding. Really? Oh, no, they're just buckets of water because it's a, we're on a well system here.
Yeah, you know, as you do.
Contrary to the CIA's description, the Senate report says waterboarding was physically harmful, leading to convulsions and vomiting. And as we often said, if it's so effective, why was, what's his name, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed waterboarded at least 183 times in what they described as a series of near drownings? In November 2002, a detainee who had been partially nude and chained to a floor died apparently from hypothermia. The case appears similar to another detainee who died of similar explained causes at an Afghan site known as the Salt Pit. The CIA also forced some detainees who had broken feet or legs to stand in stress-inducing conditions. The torture continued nearly nonstop for days or weeks at a time. At least five detainees were subjected to rectal feeding or rectal hydration without any documented medical need. While IV infusion is safe and effective, one officer wrote, rectal hydration could be used as a form of behavior control. Others were deprived of sleep, blah, 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 sometimes standing, sometimes with their hands shackled above their heads. Some detainees were forced to walk around naked or shackled with their hands above their heads. In other instances, naked detainees were hooded and dragged up down corridors while subjected to physical abuse. We've seen those pictures. I mean, you know, all kinds of threat, you know, violating someone with a broomstick rectally. CIA officers threatened to harm detainees' children, sexually abuse their mothers, cut a detainee's mother's throat. Officers in the CIA detention interrogation program included individuals who the committee said, among other things, had engaged in inappropriate detainee interrogations, had workplace anger management issues, and reportedly admitted to sexual assault. Yeah, I mean, you read this stuff. There were some sick bastards in there that, you know, were clearly...
How did they get security clearances?
Yeah, yeah.
That's completely beyond me.
Joe in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joe.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just predicting that now that this torture report is out, the Republicans are going to get to some real serious political work, like getting back to more Benghazi investigations.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And a couple other things that many of these things in these reports are not really new news, that people that follow real news have been very familiar with many of these issues for several years. And there's actually some transcripts of some of these torture sessions that I've seen several years ago that are just incredibly disturbing to read. Where
yeah.
Some of the people
I think we didn't know the extent of it and all of the horrible details, but yeah.
And this also shows that we really need to impeach our Supreme Court justices. These are activists that like to grab tangent issues and overreach and radical rulings. They've had ample opportunities in many cases related to Gitmo and other torture issues to make strong rulings at having this ruled very unconstitutional, and they have not done a thing on this.
Yeah, yep. Senator Dianne Feinstein, one last time on the release of the report.
History will judge us by our commitment to a just society governed by law and the willingness to face an ugly truth and say never again.
All right, 17 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos coming up next hour. Lots of folks have some thoughts about this, as you might imagine, on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Proving that the left is right. It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller. All the bells are ringing out. It's
Christmas all over. Yeah, yeah. You know a better way to say Merry Christmas? A pajamagram.
Yeah.
Pajamagram.com. 22 minutes after the hour, it's the Stephanie Miller Show. Ellie tweets, Jim Ward and Rick Overton. And Travis had me laughing until I peed a little on the SM Show Happy Hour. LOL. Hashtag liquor good.
Oh.
Liquor good. Yes. Yes. To get through the torture report or just life in general. Okay, Senator Harry Reid yesterday on the torture report that was just
released. Not only is torture wrong, but it doesn't work. And for people today, we hear them coming from different places saying it was great, it was terrific what we did. It got us so much, got us nothing except a bad name.
Yeah, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mary in Tucson. Hey, Mary, welcome.
Hi, good morning, Mama. Good morning, Chris.
Hello.
Good morning.
You know, when I call you guys, I normally like to kid around with you, but today, I mean, I have a really, really heavy heart.
Yeah.
And, you know, a knot in the pit of my stomach based on this. After reading the stuff in this report, and what I just like to say is, you know, today's modern conservative movement, right-wing GOP, they've become a cult of death, and they essentially fetishize anything that brings sorrow and misery to other people, whether it be, you know, denying basic civil rights to our brothers and sisters of color, to taking away social safety net programs, to out-and-out torture. I mean, this is a sickness, a deep, deep sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And to that gentleman who called you, who was trying to justify and say that this wasn't torture, I submit to him, subject yourself to those techniques and then tell it's not torture.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's, you know, I don't know him, but I think it's disingenuous to, you know, to sound like you're just, you know, so broken up over Hellfire missiles, but torture's fine. I mean, it's a whataboutism. I mean, it's both bad. Civilian casualties are horrible and torture is horrible, right?
Absolutely. And I also would submit to you that these same people who are apologists, torture apologists, probably claim to be Christian, and they will wail and gnash their teeth on Good Friday at the torture and death of one man.
Yeah. That's right.
But then they celebrate the torture and death of innocent civilians.
You know, somebody tweeted yesterday, Mary, Jesus' disciples didn't torture, you know, Jesus' executioners. I mean, it's that's the thing. It's like you shouldn't have to go beyond it's wrong. I mean, it's wrong because
it's
wrong.
It's wrong.
Which John McCain echoed. Yeah. The only member of the U.S. Senate who knows personally what it means to be tortured. He strongly defended the Democratic-led Senate investigation into the CIA's post-9/11 interrogation program, saying the agency's activities stained our national honor, did much harm, and little practical good. Here he
is. It produced little useful intelligence to help us track down the perpetrators of 9/11 or prevent new attacks and atrocities.
He said the Americans have the right to know what was done in their name and in the name of protecting them. And he said, talked about his...
I know from personal experience that the abuse of prisoners will produce more bad than good intelligence.
Yeah.
Noteworthy that most of his Republican colleagues in the Senate disagree with him. In their rebuttal of the Democrats' report, Republicans on the intelligence panel say the CIA's torture tactics, which they say, in fact, did not constitute torture. Really? I challenge any honest person to read that and go, that's not torture.
Yeah, the Geneva Convention would like a word with you.
Did provide valuable information that saved American lives and led to the killing of bin Laden. Well, it most certainly did not. You can't just say, nuh-uh.
Yeah.
It did not. I mean, you can't just go, no, yeah, it did. It's torture, and no, it didn't lead to the we got that information before we started torturing this guy. Anyway, McCain made another point. He said, "Our enemies act without conscience; we must not."
That's right.
Yeah.
As Americans, we have a conscience.
Yeah.
Sorry.
John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, welcome. You're on the show.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that according to international law, torture is a crime against humanity, just like genocide. And, you know, the attitude of the Bush administration was that there's no moral equivalency. You know, if they're doing torture, it's not torture. You just can't say that. And we're going to pretend that whatever they do is...
John, who said that? Didn't some Bush administration, when we do it, it's not torture?
Yeah.
They literally said that.
It actually came out and said that. And if you remember, they wouldn't even allow people to... you know, even talk about it objectively, they just closed down the conversation. Whatever we do is correct and right, because essentially what they were doing is stating or saying that they're above any kind of international law. They're above any kind of standards, and whatever they do is right. They're justified by their own actions, and we can't say diddly squat about it. I mean, it used to drive me crazy when I, after 9/11, and to hear them talk, I wanted to, like, you know, throttle my television set. But also, you know, there's another thing that I wanted to bring up. You know, I think that they were really into retribution and punishment more than anything. And what we need to do as a citizenry and as, concerned, you know, people that are concerned about this is we need to support, you know, NGOs like Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, to bring this to the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Yeah.
And you know, make it into the record. We're not a part
of
the
stand up and say this is not who we are as Americans.
Yeah.
This was a very dark chapter in our history, you know, period. Let's take one more before the break here. Jim in Iowa. Hi, Jim, welcome.
Morning, beautiful lady.
Hello.
Morning, Chris.
Hi there.
I got a question. Since this EIT has come out, the report.
Mm-hmm.
Two names have been released. They were the doctors, the psychologist doctors,
mm-hmm.
who devised and performed the torture.
Oh, they got paid a huge amount of money too, didn't they?
$80 million.
Yeah, that's insane.
And by the way, the only person prosecuted was the whistleblower, the CIA that blew the whistle on all this stuff. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
join
Stephanie Miller
and me in my suite at the Palace Hotel, huh? It's going to be a real old-fashioned Christmas. The stockings will be hung by the chimney with care and...
Stephanie Miller.
...will be stinking drunk.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Carlos Alizraki on his way in for Coffee with Carlos. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. John in Oregon, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, John.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to tell you who opened the gates to hell here and where.
Mm.
Well, the portal is in Dick Cheney's office, so I'm gonna go on a limb and say Dick Cheney.
Well, you'd be right. Yeah. You'd win the prize there. And it was done on Meet the Press while Tim Russert was still alive. He quoted Oliver North and said it's time to put the unscrupulous characters back in the CIA.
Yeah. Because right. Cheney said, we have to go to the dark side sometimes, right?
What's that?
I mean, Dick Cheney said, we have to go to the dark side, or however he said, or I have to operate in the shadows sometimes, or you know.
This is different.
Yeah.
This is totally different. This is going on when we had just gone into Afghanistan and Tora Bora was falling. And he came on and quoted Oliver North from the spring right after they'd won the election and said, we've got to put unscrupulous characters back in the CIA because we're not going to catch terrorists with graduates from Sunday school. Sorry,
yeah.
I just did it.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, and, as we've frequently said, they were so intent on going into Iraq already, but they let them go with Tora Bora.
Absolutely.
Why have they never been asked to explain that? Senator Marco Rubio on the torture report yesterday.
It's going to put in danger American servicemen and women, American diplomats serving abroad. They know it puts in danger our alliances with key partners in the war on terror, and they're going to go forward with it anyway because they're more interested in trying to embarrass the Bush administration.
Yes, the Bush administration is what has put Americans in danger.
Yeah.
Everyone knows we tortured. This is not new news.
Right.
Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican of Georgia.
The majority side of the Intelligence Committee has spent the last 5 years and over $40 million focused on a program that effectively ended over 8 years ago while the world around us burns.
Right.
This is a 6,000-page report, and not one single witness was ever interviewed.
Okay, first of all, as we've mentioned before, Chris, all crime is in the past.
Yep.
Unless you're in Minority Report. And Tom Cruise has that board with stuff.
Sure.
Right. It's just, move on.
Yes.
That's in the past. Those war crimes are in the past. What?
And that money that he was complaining about is money well spent.
Yeah, exactly. It's now a warning about spending money. How much have we spent on how many Benghazi investigations that have all come up with nothing?
Now a warning?
Okay. Let's go to, where is Kurt in Jacksonville? You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Go ahead.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the CIA report. And I don't understand why some people in America are surprised. I mean, they have been doing stuff in the dark for a long time. I'm ex-military, and as far as being on high alert, basically every military post outside of the United States is always on high alert. We need to start holding our elected officials accountable. They should not be above the law. People like Dick Cheney, who, when it was his time to show his patriotism for this country, took all kind of deferments to keep him going and fight over the West.
Yeah, he had other priorities, as you recall.
Bush used his father to, he joined military, but he was in like a National Guard. He never saw any action, he never put himself in harm's way.
Yeah.
We cannot have people like that that are so quick to put everyone else in harm's way.
Almost. I mean, I remember talking about that at the time. Almost none of them served.
Yeah.
In the Bush administration that got us into this morass that has now become ISIS. Saxby Chambliss talking about, as the world burns. Yeah. Well, ISIS is there because of George Bush and Dick Cheney invading Iraq in the first place.
Colin Powell served. That's why he would blow his top.
Blow his top.
If he found out.
Yay, they. Okay. Let's go to Kurt in California. Hi, Kurt. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning, Hi. Stephanie and Chris. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, well, look, ever since I was being lied to, I had a little sister as a deviant. She used to steal my food, steal my toys, lie with a straight face. And so as an adult, I've always had a visceral reaction when someone tries to manipulate me. And just let me lay out a few facts as to why I'm just so disgusted with this whole Iraqi, Afghanistan, Bush administration fiasco we've been living for the past 15 years. We now know that 15 or 16 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We now know that George Bush was seen smoking celebratory cigars with Prince Bandar on September 12th, the day after, when you would think he would be trying to look and find out who blew up the buildings. He's having a celebratory cigar with Prince Bandar from Saudi Arabia.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We get the idea.
Yeah.
No need to over-enunciate. We understand. By the way, here's another, throwback. It's Throwback Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Reminder, George W. Bush said the U.S. did not use torture. Remember that?
Yeah.
In 2006, he adamantly denied the U.S. used torture against suspected terrorists. Tuesday's release of the Senate report reveals that statement to be false.
False.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In 2006, Bush said, I want to be absolutely clear with our people in the world. The United States does not torture. It's against our laws. It's against our values. I have not authorized it, and I will not authorize it.
You're a lying sack of crap. Mm-hmm. You're a lying sack of crap. Mm-hmm. You're a lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
The report says Bush's remarks contain significant inaccurate statements, otherwise known as lies.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, regarding the effectiveness of the CIA's enhanced interrogation. I can't even use that anymore.
Yeah, don't use that. Just say torture.
Yeah, torture.
Fewer syllables, too.
Yes, Pete in Missouri. Hello, Pete. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning, Mama.
Good morning, baby.
Hope you and your gang of merry men there are having a good time today.
Yes.
I just had a question. I'm wondering what's going to happen now in view of recent events as to the 9 American troops that are doing time in prison for torturing the prisoners at Abu Ghraib prison.
Mm-hmm.
The woman general in charge of the prison was convicted and kicked out, lost her commission.
Mm-hmm.
We said at the time, Pete, that what, like, this was like improv? Right. Okay. We were saying at the time, right? Like, this is like improv? Like, oh, really? They were using the same techniques all over the place.
Yeah.
And they just sort of all made that up. They're all from the Groundlings, essentially, right? Like, the Bush administration ordered the Code Reds. This is all we're saying, right?
Did you order the Code Red?
Yes.
I did the job.
Yes,
did you order the Code Red? Damn right I did!
Okay. Bill.
There's nothing that a few good men drop can't fix.
That's right. Thank you, Rob Reiner. Bill in Ann Arbor, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
I just was mentioning that I seem to recall reading a couple of articles, one that they were talking about the torturing, and they found out that they got more really actionable information by people like Heinrich Himmler, who was one of the big Nazi bigwigs that we had were holding. And they got more information just by playing pool and making sure that he was fed on a regular basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad interrogated Goering, during Nuremberg. How many times can we say this? And this is what the report has shown again. We got information before we started torturing them. I mean, you can't tell me a lot of this wasn't just like punitive, sick, vindictive, just punishment. You can't tell me that anyone with a straight face said, oh, you know, medically, I think we should shove some hummus up his ass because he needs that, you know?
I don't think your dad used hummus on Goering.
No, I don't think so either. What?
What?
What? The president said the revelations brings to light a troubling program involving practices that were contrary to our values. He said, that's why I unequivocally banned torture when I took office, because our most effective tools in fighting terrorism and keeping America safe is staying true to our ideals at home and abroad. It reinforces my long-held view that these harsh methods were not only inconsistent with our values as a nation, they did not serve our broader counterterrorism efforts or our national security interests. And you better bet when the Republicans took control, they would make sure this never saw the light of day.
Yeah.
Let's do one more here. Paul in Seattle. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Steph, is that hummus up the ass and your wife with Tita? Is that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Really?
Oh,
ew.
Really? Really, sir? Really, Paul? All right, go ahead.
You know, what really disturbs me is that Dick Cheney, who says that sometimes you got to go to the dark side, and he authorized this torture, is walking around today by the beats of a donated heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That really makes me sick. It really does. It makes me, if it weren't for, it would be a violation of the humanity of that donor. I'd like to rip it out of it.
All right. All right. Okay. All right.
I can understand why people are angry, though.
I understand. I just don't need any visits.
Well.
Okay, the Stephanie Miller Show does not wish someone would rip it out of his heart, out of his chest. Okay. 45 minutes after that.
But he should have to pay for these crimes.
Yes.
Somehow.
Yes.
Through the legal system.
Right. Thank you, Chris. 45 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
If your radio sounds funny, don't touch that dial. It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 50 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, look at Daddy reading the paper.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
She never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Y buenos días a toda América y en el programa de Stephanie Miller. Y no estaba la semana pasada porque Stephanie was sick.
Yes, last week. Thank you for that.
Woo! I heard Samana in there. That's almost...
That's a week there. That's what they say for the week. I got to turn my headphone volume up. Otherwise, I just sound like Charlie Brown's teacher. Oh, it is...
Now, we retweeted your wine boarding joke.
How would Jesus torture? He would turn it into wine boarding. Because I said, as a Christian nation, how would Jesus torture?
That's right.
Yes.
Because... I got in a big
argument. And Jesus, in fact, was tortured.
By the way, it is the CIA in my house because Austin was screaming like a detainee in Abu Ghraib, and the parents were sleep-deprived like a prisoner at Gitmo. That's all I'm saying. My house is the CIA right now. But I got into arguments on Facebook about...
the salt mine or whatever that horrible
place. People were missing the point of my post on Facebook. I said, we cannot, at one side, call ourselves a Christian nation and condone torture. Well, this and that, and I go, no. That's not the argument, whether it's valid or it's not valid, and somebody does it to us, and should we do it? I'm not putting a value on torture. I'm just saying you can't call yourself a Christian nation and condone torture. Whether it's right or wrong is separate from that argument. And people cannot get into the critical thinking part of it. And,
yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. We shouldn't, you know, you make a good point about you shouldn't even get past it's because it's wrong. I mean, you know, I love the CIA strikes back at the Senate. Torture program was poorly run, but it worked.
It worked.
No, it didn't.
No.
First of all, Michael Hayden, a former CIA director. Yes.
Enhanced interrogation contributed to the wealth of knowledge that we needed to have in order to find Abu Ahmed al-Kuwaiti, his true identity, and that led us to Abbottabad.
Abbottabad. Abbottabad. There's the name again. We just love
this. Abbottabad. Abbottabad. Abbottabad.
This is what, you know, and Dianne Feinstein just...
20 cases.
I'm sure you saw Zero Dark 30, Carlos, but this is... One key case the Senate report relies on is the highly publicized pursuit of Osama bin Laden, the facts of which have been aired widely in the blockbuster movie Zero Dark Thirty. Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Dianne Feinstein has herself chastised the filmmakers for implying that the waterboarding of CIA detainees helped reveal the identity of bin Laden's courier, the courier that ultimately did lead Special Operations mm-hmm. Forces to Abbottabad.
Abbottabad. Abbottabad.
Okay. Okay. But Feinstein's study indicates the information that revealed his identity was actually acquired before the detainees were subjected to enhanced interrogations.
In other words, they found out through intelligence.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And this is before we got rid of all the Arab speakers because they were gay in the military.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The gathering translators. Intelligence. Yeah, there's that.
Yes, the cunning linguists. Yes.
I get it.
Yeah, the CIA also argues it's impossible to know whether that intelligence could have been acquired through other means. Well, in many cases, it was. In 11 of the cases, the agency claims the interrogation techniques did in fact provide valuable intelligence. For 7 of the detainees, the agency admits it initially inflated the intelligence value of the obtained information. In the final 2 cases, they concede the intelligence gain was insignificant, which is exactly what John McCain said mm-hmm. yesterday.
Right. This is that same kind of argument. It's hard to know how, I think you said it's hard to know how it might have been obtained by other means. It's the same argument the gun lobby uses when guns stopped 2 million crimes last year. Well, you have to prove in each of those 2 million crimes that guns were the only way to prevent that
right.
crime.
Right.
That's great data to be able to say that. You know, my dog in my house prevented us from being broken into 365 days last year. And that's a fact.
You're right.
Nothing else would have done that except for my dog. That's like saying that. It's a ridiculous kind of right. argument.
The CIA insists the covert program was conducted with the express and direct approval of several high-level officials in the Bush White House. Several of those officials, including Bush and Cheney, have acknowledged their own involvement in the program, with Cheney to this day continuing to publicly defend the use of torture. I mean, that's the part I don't get.
It's okay to torture Rod Daddy. You did it to me. I'm a better person for it, Rod Daddy. It wasn't torture, it was tough love.
Is that deferment number 2 you're doing again? That's Liz Cheney?
Yeah. D2, that's my nickname, D2.
They called her D2 for short.
Yeah. I had a friend, R2.
In November of 2002, then Vice President Dick Cheney and senior CIA officials succeeded in urging the New York Times not to run an article disclosing the name of a country where an al-Qaeda operative was held. Jill Abramson, she was the editor at the time, recently said the New York Times too readily accepted requests from the Bush administration to withhold information in the years just after the September 11th attacks. I mean, how complicit the mainstream media was mm-hmm. in this whole Bush-Cheney thing, getting us into Iraq, is still just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that? Richard Clark's book came out pretty early on about how just right after 9/11 they were having meetings about, all right, how do we get into Iraq? How do we spin this? And he's like, he tried to blow the whistle, and they just like, no, shut up. Shut up.
Did you see the Gawker piece that George W. Bush admits he was too stupid to be trusted with the information about where the secret CIA prisons were because he was afraid he would disclose it? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Crawford. No, did I say Crawford? No, oh, crap.
Secret prisons, which are supposed to be secret. Oh, except I just said it.
It was Rick Perry's Torture Head Ranch. That's why they blacked out the first part of the...
Daryl in Atlanta, you're on with Carlos and Company. Hello, Daryl.
Well, Carlos, you're funny as all get out.
All right on.
But listen, I have two. Can I disagree with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Sure.
Real quick. I think that these torturers, and that's what they are, these torturers should be pardoned by Obama. And I'm going to tell you why real quick. One, if you do that, if he pardons these clowns, it puts the nation on notice. Put them on notice that they're criminals.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, to make this pardon limited, says that these is only it relates to the United States. That doesn't mean that the Hague can't go after them. And so that way, if you give out a pardon, people know that you had these criminal acts. Now, my second argument that I have against you today is this thing about the Democrats leaving the South. I don't know if you noticed that. Black folks really catch a whole lot of hell in the South.
Mm-hmm. And so do, you know, and so do Democrats.
I know, but I'm telling you, no Democratic senators in the South. And if the Democratic Party doesn't, put forth effort, it's like abolishing the Reconstruction.
I'm telling you, my man, I'm black.
Yeah.
These crazy folks down here, they're getting ready to go on the warpath as it relates to all kinds of things related to blacks, Hispanics, you name it.
Yeah.
Put it down on your calendar. Darryl from Atlanta said that crazy white people in the South are getting ready to go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with Darryl, and I disagree with Michael Tomosky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shouldn't ignore the South as Democrats.
I mean, he argues it's changed since Howard Dean's 50-state strategy.
What? I don't want to leave the Democrats that are there high and dry.
All right.
Was basically Tomosky, it's not a battle worth fighting anymore?
Just let it go. Let the South go.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. 58 minutes after the hour. Back with more coffee with Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, of course it is. YB's Gary tweets tonight, a special exclusive interview on Fox News at 6 p.m., the one and only Dick Cheney. Oh, good.
So yeah, I got an interview tonight.
They would know where to pick him up to take him to The Hague.
Yeah, I'm going to take my daughter-in-law, Liz, to go see Frozen on Ice. And then I'm going to go for Fox.
We helpfully tweet out the address of Fox News so the official from The Hague would know where to pick him up?
It's basically right across from Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, there you go.
Right,
you go.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Helpers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I gave Christian Bale speech lessons.
Does he take Uber?
For Batman.
Will he just open the portal to hell and just come up from there?
I'll shoot you in the face.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, and someone else tweeted the question for Carlos.
Yes, Rusty Cannon tweeted, please ask Heart Attack Mike what happened to his bike when he had his heart attack. I'm seeing that commercial lots.
I won't say what I told Chris off air, but the bike is okay. It was temporarily stolen by some kids.
Poor Mike had a heart attack, and then
those kids
stole my bike. Come back.
Carlos stars as a heart attack victim in a Bayer commercial.
Yeah.
I'm Mike, and I'm very much alive. I still got it.
I still got it.
There you go.
Hey.
There you go.
Bayer needs a guy, a spokesman. I'm only getting older. I'm getting better for them. I'm Mike, and I'm still alive. Look at me.
Because you take low spare.
I'm still alive.
Fox News, by the way.
Boy, that's terrible.
You're a bad man.
I just wanted to let your listeners know. I know we had some, and Charlie Pierce know. I'm going golfing with Charles Barkley next week.
All right.
But move on.
All right. Let's.
What?
Speaking of Fox News,
yeah.
They have their own theories as to why the torture report was released.
Yep.
On Fox News is outnumbered.
Uh-huh.
They aren't buying the timing of it all. The panel argued it was ironic that the report was released on the same day that economist Jonathan Gruber...
Ironic? It's not really irony.
No, it's not. Was testifying about the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's coincidental.
Yes.
Yeah,
arguing the report was only released to shift focus away from Obamacare's failures.
No, yeah.
Might be. Smart.
Whatever.
I saw some of that Jonathan Gruber test. Nothing really came out of it. Gruber admitted that he said something boneheaded.
It was just a chance
for Daryl. I used to yell at him for a little bit, and that was it.
It's just another chance for Daryl. I
said, he basically said,
bite.
Two people are too stupid to understand what was happening to them.
Yeah.
But that's part
and parcel. Economist Jonathan Gruber testified before the House Oversight Committee in a pot where he apologized for saying that the stupidity of the American voter helped pass the Affordable Care Act. The MIT professor also denied the notion that he was the architect of the law, which many people have already said. He said, in some cases, I made uninformed and glib comments about the political process behind health care reform. I am not an expert on politics, and my tone implied that I was, which is wrong. In other cases, I simply made insulting and mean comments that are totally uncalled for in any situation. I sincerely apologize both for conjecturing with a tone of expertise and for doing so in such a disparaging fashion. I did not draft Governor Romney's health care plan, and I was not the architect of President Obama's health care plan. Done and done.
Yeah. So there you go.
But then Mr. Showboaty McShowboatyson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there what?
Daryl Issa.
Sure.
He said at one point in the hearing, are you stupid? The economist said, no, I don't think so. So then ISIS said, so you're a smart man who said some stupid things. Yes.
And so there's no there.
Any further questions?
That did not require a hearing.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah. Fox News thinks that the torture report was just meant as a distraction from the big Gruber story.
Right. The war crimes. That was just a...
Yeah.
War crimes, more crimes. He said we were stupid.
Yes.
S'more crimes? Were there s'more crimes as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crimes against s'mores?
Yes. Yep. And Andrea
Too many marshmallows!
And Andrea Tentaro says we should just ignore the torture report because America is awesome.
It is. I like that.
Ding! America.
America, now with Redskins.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a call here. Dan in Chicago, you're on with Carlos and Company. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Stephanie. Two things really quick. The first thing is, I really wish that every American would realize how angry they should be about this report.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it completely destroys our credibility as a democratic nation that, you know, pushes democracy around the world and we have this big empire and everything. It completely destroys our credibility everywhere when it comes to this. And the second thing is, you know, we all know the Republicans, you know, wipe their rear end with the American flag whenever they can, but this destroys their whole argument about being able to, you know, say, oh, well, we're great, and, you know, we're doing this for the freedom of other people. The ends don't justify the means.
Right.
No matter what, whether we got information from it or not. And the last thing I want to leave you with is the fact that, you know, when it comes to, you know, the torture and everything, if we don't stand up and say that we condemn it, these people should go to the Hague and make them go to the Hague, then we're no different than the citizens of Germany after the war when they said, well, we didn't know, and we're awesome, and we're great, until the American army made them march through the camp and said, look what you did.
Yeah.
You know, we're no different than that, and until everybody...
Yeah, you're exactly right. We did know. Of course we knew.
And I must have seen this cartoon before in my head, if somebody hasn't already made it, which would be, if you were to do a single cartoon panel, it would be the Statue of Liberty standing on a box with her finger hooked up to a wire like that one in Abercrombie.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, we are supposed to be the beacon of democracy and we're supposed to be different. And again, one might argue that we don't know what goes on militarily and maybe it's necessary. I can't even enter that argument because I don't have intelligence in that area. But we cannot claim to be a beacon of democracy and a Christian nation if we indeed condone torture.
Right.
That's all I know.
Indeed. And it's a lot that you know. Mike.
Yeah.
Know to change diapers, size 3.
And you know how to avoid a heart attack.
Take your Mike
Bayer Lodos. Mike in West Virginia, you're on with a heart attack, Mike.
Good morning. this is Mike, and I'm a benefit of Obamacare, and I am alive.
Yay!
Very much alive.
So I wasn't playing one in a Bear commercial, but I do see your commercial. It's great.
Oh, thank you.
And good morning, Chris. I just wanted to—I don't know if you had an opportunity to see the interview with Matt Lauer in W, and how, if anybody needs any further proof that the man's a complete and utter idiot and moron and defensive, watch his body language, the way he points his finger at, we're protecting your family. Really? Really? And he was defending torture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a really, I'm glad that the report came out, because we can't project this beacon of hope if we can't be that beacon of hope.
Yeah.
We can't do it. I mean, we have to look really, America's got to do some soul searching here. It's going to go to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
Or if they think, again, if they think that this is an effective way to fight this war on terror, which is different than any other war, then just admit it and say, yeah, you know what? We are going to torture people, but we're going to lose the moniker of being a beacon of democracy and a Christian nation. We're just going to throw that out the window. So don't even say that anymore. I don't want to hear it. We are like them because we have to be. Just admit it.
Yeah.
Don't hide behind that. I prayed for decisions and I believe in Christ and all that kind of BS. No, you don't.
Yeah. Didn't you love that he had to cite his black best friend, Condi Rice, when talking about... I sat down with Condi. She explained to me that some black people are distrustful of policemans, which is... that's disappointing, because they're our friend, the policeman.
They are our friend.
He's such a, like, simpleton. He's just... Oh, really? Oh, okay.
A white man has always been our friend. We should not be distrusting of the white man.
Oh, God.
Because they are our friends.
At least, you know, you got to give them points for some self-awareness, as we said earlier. Yeah. Don't tell me where the secret prisons are. God, I'm too dumb. I'll just blurt it out.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be playing like Candygram or something like that, or, I don't know, like Pictionary, and I just might say...
Words with Friends.
Abu Ghraib. Oh, shoot, no, that's...
No, no, it's...
That was a banana, sorry.
Mike in Seattle, you're on with Heart Attack Mike. Hello. It's an old Mike show.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello, beautiful mind.
Hello.
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 Here's a great point. What a great antidote to Bush's crazy little love book that he's been putting out. He has the nerve to introduce it on Veterans Day and interrupt the wreath ceremony, mm-hmm. and then to be on Candy Crawley with a, you know, Love Fest interview. What a great antidote to Bush's crazy Love Fest book for his family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for his dad.
And the one person we really should be listening to, for once, is John McCain. This is the guy that lived it. This is a guy. Yeah.
The only senator who's been tortured.
Yeah, he says it's wrong. It doesn't work.
Didn't he give the front line of the Green Bay Packers? Wasn't that the famous story when he was, you know, asked for names of...
Oh, yeah, when he was asked by his captors for names of soldiers or leaders or whatever, he gave, like, the defensive line for the Green Bay Packers or something.
Yeah.
Ray Nitschke.
Yeah.
Was Bart Starr?
Bart Starr was a quarterback. He was
right. How did... Huh? I pulled that out.
That's
offensive. Some 70s crevasse.
Isn't that offensive, though? Not defensive?
What are the chances I'm going to know a Green Bay Packer from the 1940s?
Mm-hmm.
But you know the French Connection.
Well, I grew up in Buffalo.
Sometimes.
Popeye Doyle.
No, I always get it wrong.
William Friedkin.
Gilbert Perreault.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. Rennie Robert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, they didn't have permits for a lot
Martin,
of those shots.
I always get it wrong. Rick Martin.
Isn't
they closed down bridges with no permits, if you read William Friedkin's book about filming the French Connection. They just did whatever they wanted to do.
No, not that French Connection.
No, the hockey French Connection from the Buffalo Sabres. Okay.
Oh, forget
God.
It. Carlos. I'm sorry. I love The Exorcist. What
Too
can I
say? Too much time in Vagina Island. All right, Robert in Florida. Hello, Robert.
Buongiorno, bella. Come stai? How are you?
Ah, hello.
Carlos, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Ciao.
Hey, real quick, someone earlier said that there's no senators in the South that are Democrats, and I'm thinking here in Florida, I got Nelson, Bill Nelson. I could be wrong.
Florida's not really the South, only half of it.
The top half of Florida is the South. The southern half isn't.
But ironically, this guy is an astronaut, this Bill Nelson guy. Mm-hmm. Isn't that one of the characters in Night Dream of Jeannie? Wasn't
yes.
his last name Nelson, too?
Yeah, Major Nelson.
Major Nelson.
You're right.
Okay.
Master. Barbara Eden.
Oh, pardon me. No need to call me Master. All right. 19 minutes after the hour. They're Kiki. Look out. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even superlative.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after the hour. Coffee with sexy liquor Carlos Alizraki.
Good morning, dear. Good morning. Good morning, dear.
Not looking particularly sexy right
say,
at
dear?
The moment.
What did you say, dear?
He's playing the role of disheveled house husband.
Yes, here. I'll take pancakes. Thanks, dear.
You have some smuts on your baseball.
All right, okay. Dear.
Okay. By the way, wait a minute. Never mind. I can't remember what we were just talking about during the break.
What are we talking about? Mr. Cucker. I was nominated for an Annie Award.
What's an Annie?
An Annie Award is a voiceover award that's given to, like, primetime or daytime animated actors. Seth Green,
cool.
Bill Farmer, who plays Goofy, Dee Bradley Baker for Box Trolls, and myself for Mr. Cucker, Harry's! On Fairly Odd Parents.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Are you going to get an Obie for Heart Attack Mike?
I might get an Obie. An Obie and an Annie. Obie Bee.
Did you didn't have to you didn't have the heart attack on camera, right?
No.
They showed you being taken away in an ambulance.
Well, I was on the ground and it was a cherry picker shot, so it was very, very, very small. You could barely see me.
But being a committed actor, were you doing the heart attack? Could you do it for us now? Yeah. It's really good. Thank you. What did you just
spell? Wow. It has a little bit of a sriracha.
Oh.
I put my gum back in my mouth to soak up the sriracha and the kung pao.
He just spit a sriracha rice cracker across the studio. That
no, it's
my
gum. It's his gum.
Oh, it's
I need
gum.
To soak up the residual sriracha and kung pao.
The, yes, the kung pao pretzels, they're a little spicy.
A little spicy, yeah. Kung pao.
Oh, no.
A little spicy.
No.
George
no.
in Asheville, Hi. North Carolina, you're on with Carlos. Hello, George.
Good morning, folks down there.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
You're beautiful and intelligent.
Oh,
love your show.
Thank you.
First-time caller.
Thank you.
You know, I served in combat in Vietnam 3 tours.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And we were driven. Thank you. We were driven in classes. The Geneva Convention. The Geneva Convention. If we took prisoners, you would treat the prisoners with respect and not abuse or mistreat or torture. What is wrong with our commanders up there named George Bush when he was a commander?
Yeah.
Did he forget the Geneva Convention?
Yeah.
Yes, apparently they did. Apparently they did.
Yeah, I guess their argument would be that it's a different type of war. And I don't believe it justifies what they did, but I think that's what they're trying to use.
Well, that's what they always say. Oh, these guys are worse. Al Qaeda's worse than him, but no, they're not worse. Oh, now ISIS is. Oh, they're worse than.
What,
really,
which,
they're
which
worse
is,
than Nazis. They're worse. I mean, you know, they're all horrible.
Which is basically the pro-torture movement, as the right is today, is an admission that shock and awe did not work. That's a fact. It's like. What we did didn't work. We had to torture. Shock and awe. Look at all those bombs going off. Let me get in my air flight suit and get on an aircraft. Mission accomplished. No, what you did not work. That's why you supported torture.
Why has nobody answered the question? How is it that you say waterboarding works when you had to do it 183 times to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
What did you want? Santa Claus is real. Okay, we're done with him.
I mean, is there a woman alive if a guy was having sex with you and you're like, you're okay, you know what, this isn't working. It's Let me try 182 more times. No!
Yeah. It's making the sound that a straw does when it goes through a plastic lid on a cup.
What are you two talking
That's
about?
That's what happens after 182 times.
Oh, God!
Good radio. I like what I said before that. They're admitting that shock and awe didn't work. That's what the reporter should be asking them, and they're not.
That took a turn for the dark. Hello, Michael in California. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Steph, Carlos, Chris, and Travis.
Good morning.
Carlos, about the Bush-Cheney presidency, first, we all know who wore the pants.
Oh, yeah.
They are both.
Dick Cheney. Sorry.
But just think, from the Thomas Jefferson administration to the Lincoln administration, white Americans could bring in the scalps of Native Americans for money, which they probably spent on beer. What are your guys' thoughts about those presidents? Thank y'all.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
He'll take no further questions. He will take his answer off air. Carlos?
Not good. If that's what happened, not good.
Okay. All right. Good. Oh, someone sent me a picture of the French Connection line from the 1970s. Yes, there they are. Oh, they're handsome and romantic. Rick Martin, René Robert, and Gilbert Parot.
And that was the last time you had a poster on your room wall.
I did. Although, I thought it was boy crushes. It was kind of Junior Dyke stuff. I had like Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres on my wall.
Oh. I want to retroactively go back and say that those Indians, if they had their scalps, were already dead and therefore not tortured. They take the scalps after they're dead.
And you had a poster of Christy McNichol.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, you did.
29 minutes after the hour, back with more Carlos on the Stephanie Miller Show.
I don't know what we would have done without
Stephanie Miller
to pull us through. Could it be that some of you are not acquainted with the story of
Stephanie Miller?
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Coffee with Carlos Alzraki, comedian extraordinaire. 1-800-STEPH-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. Wasn't somebody talking about Hellfire missiles on the... It's a whataboutist.
That screechy guy.
Right, that's... Okay. Torture bad. Also, civilian casualties also bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about... also bad? TGI Friday drones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. TGI Friday's mobile mistletoe drone crashes into a journalist and severs off part of her nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They have this drone at certain TGI Fridays that hover over tables, and it
with
carries
mistletoe. It's like the kiss cam.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So mistle nose. Huh?
Yeah.
A photographer was struck in the face by a mistletoe-carrying drone. TGI's Fridays.
This is why I avoid TGI Fridays at all costs.
Oh, my God.
Nothing good.
No.
Severing off the tip of her nose. The accident took place at the Sheep's Head Bay location of the popular chain restaurant, which has been promoting the mobile mistletoe drones as a holiday tradition.
Her nose was chopped off, but the waiter quickly replaced it with one of his flare buttons.
Right. Yes.
Put that there.
With a potato skin.
A potato skin, yeah. Chili fries.
No one will notice the difference. during what poppers. TGI Fridays is calling hashtag togethermas, like Christmas, but together. The remote-controlled drones hover around restaurant locations, flying over couples to prompt them to kiss, then recording the resulting interactions on the onboard camera. Mm. She was watching the drone land on a reporter's hand when it veered out of control and struck her in the face.
They got this little, you know, this pop, the props spin pretty fast there.
Yeah. You're a daddy. You know where you're going to need to go for your holiday shopping needs.
This is Crazy Dave with this week's crazy specials at Drone City. It's the greatest drone sale ever. General Atomics, Scaled Composites, Lockheed Martin. We have all your favorite unmanned aerial vehicles under one roof. Look at this. Autonomous recon drones. No background check required. $49.95. Remotely piloted vehicles. Ground control station included. From just $89.95. Crazy. Come on down. Free hot dogs and free balloons for the kids.
My dad got me this Predator MQ-1 attack drone with AGM Hellfire missiles. And helped me set it up.
Wow.
Forget Iraqi freedom. It's Operation Fun for the whole family at Drone City. Remember, the FAA says that by 2015 there should be over 7,500 drones in the air over America. Make sure one of them is yours. Just grab the controls, and before they know it, you've got a bird's-eye view of your neighbors.
Get out of here, you big perv.
Maximize your control over any situation with minimal risk and minimal collateral damage. Get it all on sale now at Crazy Dave's Greatest Drone Sale Ever. Remember, we will not be undersold. We cannot be undersold. We will never be undersold. And we mean it. Crazy Dave Drone City. Our prices and our product are insane.
In Lakeview, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, Aurora, Elmhurst, and Skokie.
Whether in a group or all alone, everything's better when you have your own drone.
All right. Thank you.
That was voiced by Richard Hensel, who called in yesterday.
Yes. We love really our new sponsors.
Yeah.
I'm going to get an Uber drone.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you'll get attacked while you're riding on the drone.
Right. Right. I ordered from Amazon yesterday. I'm like, what, 2 days? Where's my drone?
No, the FCC is not going to approve that. They already said that.
Okay. No drones?
No drones.
All right. George Lucas probably will not watch the Star Wars the Star Wars The Force Awakens trailer. Like absolutely none of you, George Lucas does not want to spoil Star Wars The Force Awakens by watching the first trailer. He said, I like going to the movies and watching the whole thing there. I plan to see it when it's released.
Hmm.
What kind of Star Wars geek is he?
Yeah.
You need to see it right away.
Yeah, gosh. Did you see if there's a black stormtrooper right off the bat? Yeah. And he had emotions.
He might get upset that the lightsaber has a hilt.
After Ferguson and New York, if you don't think there's racial problems, the fact that everybody freaked the f*** out of the black stormtrooper.
Yeah. It's supposed to be white.
And the lightsaber with a hilt.
Because it has the... Yeah.
Right, yeah. But wouldn't that be more dangerous to the person who's holding it?
Yeah, you don't need a hilt with a lightsaber.
No.
Is there a man alive that hasn't made that sound? No.
I can't make that sound.
Dudes like to do that. I don't know why. Okay. Oh, hey, speaking of dudes... Keanu Reeves most excellently found your lost credit card, somebody.
Oh, all right.
Check it out. Keanu Reeves totally swept up your lost credit card outside the Daughter of God rap party Friday night.
Oh.
The bash was in full swing. A mysterious voice on the microphone interrupted the music. Hey, Don Jonas, I found your credit card. Come see me and I'll return it. It turns out it was Keanu Reeves
who
had the guy's credit card.
Oh,
most excellent. Most excellent.
Nice and righteous, man. An act of kindness during the holiday season. Way to go, Neo.
I always loved his Keanu Reeves. Yeah. Okay. What?
Did I win?
He was just poised there in midair with the guy's credit card like Neo.
Neo. Yep.
All right. Okay. Mike in San Francisco, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I just want to say if the defense that we're trying to save lives when we torture is a valid defense, then all torture has always been justified.
Yeah.
This is what torturers have said in South America, in the Middle East, at the Nuremberg trials. They said that when there's reconciliation between the tortured and the torturers and they get to sit across from each other, people always ask, why'd you do it? And the torturers always say, well, I did it because I was trying to save lives and protect my country. Mm-hmm. So that's always been the justification. The idea that it's a time of war, that's the only time it matters. If we don't torture when we're not at war, who cares? The point is, it matters, you know, at those times. And finally, I just wanted to mention, what is a bigger government than a government that can take you without a trial, that can keep you in secret, that can torture you to death? Where are Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and all the rest of them who are worried about big government when it comes to torture?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely right. Yes. Reproductive rights
as
well.
And do we mention that many of these people turned out to be innocent that we tortured?
Mm. Oops.
Not that that's...
And, in some cases, our own people.
Yes, we tortured a couple of our own people.
Intelligence
by
people.
Accident.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oops. Yeah, exactly. That's a big oops. Yeah. Carolyn in Sacramento. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say that as World War II was winding down, the German soldiers would go miles out of their way in order to surrender to the Americans because the Americans had a well-deserved reputation for treating prisoners humanely, and the Russians did not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, thank you to Dick Cheney, we no longer deserve that reputation, do we?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, that's what John McCain said, is that, you know, our enemies act without conscience. We do not. That's supposed to be what the difference always has been.
We become what we hate.
Yeah, exactly. John McCain, by the way, on the Senate floor yesterday.
It produced little useful intelligence to help us track down the perpetrators of 9/11 or prevent new attacks and atrocities.
And one more, John McCain yesterday.
I know from personal experience that the abuse of prisoners will produce more bad than good intelligence.
Yeah. By the way, the CIA not as advocating a return to the use of torture during interrogation. Oh, that's weird. Because they say it works so spectacularly well. Huh. And the official response vehemently challenges the Senate's allegation the spies acted outside the limits of what the White House allowed the agency to do. That's why this should be prosecuted, mm-hmm. in my opinion. The agency has said the enhanced interrogations were part of a government-approved program carried out under express orders from within the Bush administration. Carlos, like I was saying, we said at the time, do we really believe that these were all like maybe former Groundlings members that were just improvising prisons all over the world with just the same techniques, just that they just were kind of picked, they weren't ordered to do that?
No, we'll make it up and we'll tell you later. No,
right. It's just a yes and. Oh, yes
right.
And. Yes. Water and boarding, yes.
Water and boarding, yes.
Yes.
Standing and electrocution.
The study, which was first commissioned by Feinstein in 2009, began as a bipartisan effort. This tells you everything you need to know about where this Republican Party is going. With then-ranking member Senator Kit Bond, Republican of Missouri, Republicans on the panel, though, withdrew from the study just months after it was commissioned. And the document released Tuesday will very likely be the only portion the public ever sees, because they were saying Republicans are not likely to seek further declassification once they gain control of the committee, given their opposition to the investigation mm-hmm. in the first place. Because it's all politics for them. They just don't want the Bush administration to look bad in a political year.
Superman would torture. You know, we weren't stacking prisoners. That wasn't torture. They were all pledging a frat. Come on.
Is that what that was?
How they become part of the group.
Is that what Lindy England was up to?
Absolutely.
Yes. She was on the cheerleading squad. Okay.
She was a sorority sister.
Bob in Asheville, you're on with Carlos. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two quick things. Senator Feinstein stated in her press release that $40 million was spent by the CIA to block the release of this report. She had 20 staffers pour through 6 million pages to get this information out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's false by the senator that we wasted that money while we're having a Benghazi hearing this morning. Secondly, this morning on CNN, I kind of flipped through there when I'm listening to you guys on commercials. They interviewed the bad Joe Walsh, and he blatantly stood there and said that John McCain didn't know what he was talking about, that he was completely wrong. And if you watch the rest of that interview report, it'll turn your stomach.
Yeah,
that's what we're living with. And
you're looking to lose a few pounds, watch Dick Cheney tonight on Fox News. On Brett Baer?
On Brett Baer. It's 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern.
But once again, it's that implication that returning fire to your enemies and doing what they do is a demonstration of strength rather than when I'm sure if Jesus Christ were alive today, the one that I've always heard about, the day after 9/11, he would have said, don't go to Afghanistan, don't do this, let's rebuild our own country. We have to, you know, we just have to let those guys go and work on our defenses, you know.
Turn
the other cheek, you know.
I normally don't watch Fox News, I make you do it.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Tonight I might have to watch Human Epicac. Dick Cheney, just to.
You know. I just think I'm gonna vote.
He's gonna be live in studio. It's not even a pre-recorded thing.
Yeah, just turn the sound down and put on your favorite Christmas music.
Let's see if they do some actual journalism on that show.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Well, no, you know, in one of my Twitter fights with Brett Baer, I said that you know they have a bias on that show, and he took issue with that.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, prove to me tonight, Brett Baer, that you do actual journalism. Prove to me that you'll ask Dick Cheney some tough questions.
That's so cute that you even expect that, even for a second on Fox News.
I don't expect it, but I'm putting it out there, just so that
Dick,
it's out there.
What we did saved lives, right? Absolutely. All right, we'll be back after this break.
Maybe he'll be interviewed on the bale of hay that Sean Hannity interviewed him on during the campaign.
Right.
In a barn somewhere.
Oh, God.
Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even superlative.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 51 minutes after the hour. Coffee with sexy liberal Carlos Alas. Rocky, where might we follow you or see you live?
Oh, tonight, if you're in the Los Angeles area, at the Hollywood Improv on Melrose.
Sweet.
8162 Melrose at Crescent Heights at the 8 p.m. show. I'll be doing 15 minutes of stand-up comedy. Heart Attack Mike on TV. Fairly Odd Parents. Watch that cartoon. Watch all my cartoons. CarlosSalasRocky.com, at CarlosSalasRocky on Twitter.
Any Pixar movies coming up?
Well, I play a Brazilian little cameo and a couple little voices in the new film called Inside Out.
That one looks really cute.
Yeah, it is really cute. There's a part of a sexy a fantasy thing where with a sexy Brazilian pilot kind of guy. And just watch for me.
He has a lot of kid groupies.
Unlike
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Uh-oh.
Who reportedly...
I'm the Wolf of Sesame Street.
Yeah,
didn't get that out right.
Hey!
Damn it.
Hey!
I stumbled on Sesame. I'm the Wolf of Sesame Street. That's what I wanted to say.
The headline is, did Leonardo DiCaprio 20 girls in one night in Miami for, what's that thing called?
Art Basel.
Yeah.
Sounds like the most pretentious group of people in the entire world.
He reportedly took home 20 human women from a nightclub.
Human women?
An eyewitness said Leo left with 20 girls. Leo and 20 girls. He is my hero.
Wow. What's Art Basel?
It's this big art show that draws a lot of people from New York.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in an entirely different kind of vagina island.
Yeah.
Yes, he
Yours
does.
Yours is a happily married father.
Yeah, yeah. Too. Exactly.
Okay, well, I don't know if this will help racial healing, but Pop-tartlet Ariana Grande?
Yes.
She said recently to English singer Ed Sheeran that she loves big black balls.
Excuse me?
Big
what?
Black ball.
She was at the annual Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
All right.
He says basically there were all these big inflatable bouncy black balls that are bouncing around in the crowd on the finale bit. Ariana Grande comes up and stands next to me and just looks at me and goes, I love big black balls.
You see, that's a pun.
In my head, I was like, if she knows what that means, then I love her. And if she doesn't know what that means, it's even better.
I think she knows what that means.
I wonder if she's been blackballed before.
Huh. One would wonder. Hmm. So Rolling Stone is doing a redo of their
campus rape
disputed,
UVA
story.
Yeah, remember when the New York Times had that Jason
Blair.
Yes, mm-hmm. and they kind of did an investigation of their own as to what went on, and they released it as a story. That's what Rolling Stone is going to do with this situation.
Okay. Yeah, they're planning to address their errors in a re-reporting. It's interesting. I thought Senator McCaskill and Senator Gillibrand made some good points yesterday. They're pushing a bill to reform how campus sexual assaults are handled.
Mm-hmm.
And they said today they hope reform efforts can overcome the recent Rolling Stone story that have sparked, you know, a lot of criticism.
Yeah.
McCaskill said, "I'm saddened and very angry about the bad journalism in the Rolling Stone concerning an alleged gang rape at the UVA. I'm sad and angry because it's a setback for survivors in this country." Gillibrand says she hopes this story will not ultimately outshine the story of thousands of brave women and men telling their stories. Yeah, I was just saying that it does. It hurts rape survivors everywhere.
Yeah.
Because the other thing we were saying is you don't know whether the inaccuracies mean that it didn't happen. You know, I mean, because she may have been traumatized and got some details wrong. Mm-hmm. You don't know that that's.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of those frat pledges, those fraternity sorority mixers and stuff like that, things go wrong. Is it a case of violent rape or the kind of more subtle version of date rape and things happen? I'm sure that happens.
Oh no, you're not running for Congress as a Republican, are you? Are you getting into degrees of rape?
No, I'm not. I was in Mexico in Cancun doing a movie, and I remember a young girl getting on the bus crying, who was saying to all the passengers that would listen to her on the bus, "I was, you know, raped in the bathroom." And the attitude was like, "It's fine. You're going to have fun. Don't worry about it."
But this is what we were talking about, the Bill Cosby stuff. It's just. You know, that his representatives can still sort of, you know, all these women just are lying. They're all just crazy and lying, you know, 20-something, 30 years later for no monetary gain. Statute of limitations is up, right? I mean.
Yeah. I have two girls, so I would hope that they are never in such a situation and hopefully are come from a position of strength where this is not going to happen tonight. I will not put myself in that situation.
Oh, by the way, a South African judge has ruled that prosecutors can appeal the acquittal. Of Oscar Pistorius.
Why do you have to keep bringing it up? You're like the ghost of Christmas, the future. You're telling me that I'm not m'lady. I didn't shoot this car, m'lady.
Because I'm an insensitive m'lady. That's why.
M'lady, I did not mean to shoot her. It just happened four times at a height that I would normally not be at if I had my legs on.
Scott in Nebraska, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Carlos. Hello, Scott.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my head around some of the stuff we're talking about here with regard to Geneva Convention and, you know, how we did business in World War II and in the past. But I think the parallels are so, they're just not even, we're not even able to line those up because in World War II, first of all, those were uniformed, countries that agreed in, parallel to the Geneva Convention, and that was about the treatment of uniformed soldiers and how we conducted ourselves. And there were, and you could get redressed for those grievances and there were trials afterward. And those people, you know, were imprisoned for violating those rules. But the people we're dealing with today are not signing up to the Geneva Convention. And I think we're talking about criminals here that outside any notion of,
Wait, I'm confused. You're saying it's okay to torture them because they don't? What the Geneva Convention is supposed to apply to us?
Yeah.
Well, no. The Geneva Convention is a bilateral. It's an agreement between warring forces. It's not an agreement that we signed.
You know what? I want America to uphold its side of the Geneva Convention, no matter who we're fighting.
Oh, well, you're stunning.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was done. Oh,
I think he's basically arguing, again, that the rules of the games have changed because the participants aren't abiding by those same rules.
They're worse than Nazis. Yeah,
but
Nazis.
But that doesn't mean, as Chris said, that we should also participate in that.
No.
And again,
absolutely not.
Is it an admission that standard warfare, like dropping bombs and spending all these gajillions of dollars, doesn't work? If it's going to get down to having to torture people, then shock and awe doesn't work. And we proved it.
Yeah. Can we hear Far Away Dog just to make us feel better? Okay. Thank you.
No, I gotta have skills. I did not get nominated for an Annie for Far Away Dog.
That's true.
I could have for Popcorn, Twilight.
Cat Lady.
All right. Any closing words as Bill Cosby? No?
Well, you got to see, you got to cause the thing, the girls with the thing, and they're gonna say what to cause the thing, and the house, zoo.
Okay.
Yellow
donuts.
CarlosAlizRocky.com.
Yeah.
And Twitter.com/CarlosAlizRocky.
Yep.
Yep.
We'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.